Life is a journey. What's your story? I love me a fur baby, and with us in studio today is Ben, and I hope somebody after this segment will adopt Ben. And more importantly, is Peyton Davis, the Marketing and Community Engagement Manager for the Humane Society of Pinellas, celebrating 75 years. Peyton, welcome.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here and happy I could bring a fur baby along. Ben's super excited to be here, although he's currently laying down, so he's being very chill and laid back.
And I understand that you're on Channel 10 every 2 weeks?
Yes, every other week we do a segment with them, Pet of the Week. So Ben was the Pet of the Week, so definitely go check it out. Great Day Live, you can go back and check out that segment of Ben. So hopefully we can find him his forever home.
So that is exactly right. I want to start with... before we talk about all of the things that are going on with the new building, the build out, I want to talk about the importance of rescuing a pet versus buying a pet. Can you address that and why you need to go out and get a fur baby rather than buy one?
So shelters are full. They are always constantly full. And right now we're actually under construction. So we're very, very limited on the space that we have. But we do our best to take animals from our county shelters, from all over the state of Florida. We'll go 2-3 hours away just to pick dogs up from other county shelters, just to free up space for them. It is extremely important because some county shelters will have to euthanize when they are at capacity. We luckily at Humane Society of Pinellas are a 99% live release rate shelter, which means we do not euthanize. So we do our best to take animals from other county shelters, but we're not able to do that when we're full. So it's really important to come out to your local shelter, whether that be us or one of the amazing other shelters that are in the area. There are plenty of great rescues here. So if you're looking for that specific fur baby, I can tell you that I bet there's one at one of these shelters for you.
You know, there's a mental health crisis in America and abroad, everywhere. But there is a real connection of pets helping mental health. Talk to us a little bit about how a fur baby can help us give love and unwavering loyalty, but also unlock better mental health.
I feel like in this area in St. Pete and Tampa, there are a lot of young people here who are here for college or just moving away. And one of the things with mental health is it can be really lonely. So I think just adopting a fur baby would bring some excitement to your life. It would force you to have to get out in the world, because sometimes when you're living on your own, you kind of feel locked in your room. You feel scared to introduce yourself to new people. You get scared to go out, just do anything. So I think a fur baby would kind of force you to get out into the world, but it actually would bring so much happiness and sunshine in your life, to wake up every day and know you have a purpose, know that animal needs you. I think it would just help with your mental health overall.
You know, I even see a lot of animals among the homeless as well. And I know that one of your real mission is to prevent animal homelessness in our community, provide care and assistance to animals in need, including help for terminally ill pets and animals recovering from traumatic injuries. Do you also reach out to the homeless community and try to support them with food for their animals?
Yes. So we have a pet food pantry program where we give out food every Wednesday and Thursday in the afternoon. So anybody who's on struggling times can just reach out to us and come to our food pantry. It is twice a week. The first couple times that you go, you do not need to provide any documentation. After that, we do require a little bit of documentation just to prove to us that, you know, you are on hard times. We know a lot of people are struggling right now just to pay for pet food, and we don't want anyone to have to surrender their animal just because they're struggling to afford their food. So definitely come to our pet food pantry. We've got plenty of people in that program, and I assume some of them are also homeless as well.
So one of the things that is of concern during the summer is summer heat, walking your dog, keeping your dog in your car. We just did a Live Life Better about not keeping any dog, any child in a car ever. Talk to us a little bit about good ideas and tips for your dog and your cat in the summer heat.
Yeah, definitely. It is very hot right here, and we all know that. It's really important if you are walking your dog in the middle of the day, place your hand on the ground. If you can't hold your hand down for more than 5 seconds, it is too hot for your dog to be walking on that ground. And if it is too hot for them, try to walk them more in a grass space, because the grass tends to be a little bit more moisture, so it's not as hot on their feet. And if you do need to walk them for some reason, you can buy things like little booties for them to keep them. But it's very hot right now, and you don't want your dog to go into heat stroke. So definitely if you have a backyard, don't keep them out there for too long. Let them go out, play, do their business, but bring them back in as soon as you can. can. Also things like little kiddie pools you can buy at like Home Depot. You can fill with ice and water and just keep your pet super hydrated. And with cats, I would just make sure you have your AC on. I know it's hard, but keep that AC on. Keep everybody safe and cold this summer.
I love that. I love that. Absolutely. And another thing that we want to watch in summer is ticks. You want to check your dog after they've been running around. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so definitely check your dog for ticks. There are some preventative things to hopefully help keep that off. So if your dog's not on regular monthly preventative to try and help for things like ticks and heartworm, Ben actually that I have in studio with us today came to us heartworm positive. And a lot of people don't know, but heartworm is caused by mosquitoes. And because we're in Florida and it's getting to that rainy season, we are going to see lots of mosquitoes. So it is very important to keep your animals on some type of yearly treatment, monthly treatment, whatever it is. Get your dog into the vet. Make sure they're on those things, because there are a lot of hidden killers that maybe you don't even know your pet could be exposed to.
Yes, having a good vet and doing your yearly checkup, important. Making sure that your pets get their rabies shots, important. So let's turn our attention, before we talk about all the good things that are going on at the actual center, on hurricane preparedness for pets. Walk us through some of the tips.
Yeah, so you should definitely have a pet hurricane kit. So a lot of people have their own people kit, whether that be batteries, flashlights, candles, water, things like that. But you should also have one for your pet, because you do not want to be in a hurry out the door and realizing, I don't even have a baggie of my dog's food prepared. I don't even have water. I don't have their medication. I don't know where these things are. And if you know that you're fleeing possibly to one of our pet-friendly shelters, you want to make sure you have all those things and your vaccine records, because those pet-friendly shelters will require that you have updated vaccines on your pet. So that's very important to make sure you get into the vet within the next, honestly, couple weeks. I'd get in as soon as you can, because as we know in Florida, it's always time for hurricane season. You never know when one's going to pop up, and you don't want to be rushing to get that vaccine done.
And make sure your pets have their microchips, food and water for your pets for at least a week, any necessary medications. And if your pet is particularly anxious during a storm, be sure to have that script filled. And like you said, a sturdy carrier or crate for each pet, bedding, litter, cleaning supplies, and familiar items. And never leave your animal behind, and have a photo of your animal. So these are all good things. Fill us in. 75th anniversary. How are you going to celebrate it? What's going on at the facility?
Yeah, so we're so super excited to be celebrating 75 years. I believe that anniversary date is October 9th, 1949. So it's incredible that we've been around saving animals' lives for 75 years. So we're kind of having like a year-long celebration. We're going to have several things throughout it. But the most exciting thing that I know a lot of people are anticipating is our brand new adoption center. The Showerman Adoption Center is going to be a beautiful facility that will be able to assist so many more animals. And we are getting so much closer to that being done. It will most likely be done this sometime this fall. So just stay on the know and you'll know when it's opening. But we're super excited for that. But on top of that, we will have our annual gala this October, too, on October 7th at Ruth Eckerd Hall. So that is our annual gala. We're super excited, and it's going to be a Diamond Jubilee theme, because 75 years is the year of the diamond. So definitely, if you're interested in being a part of our gala, reach out. We will be sending out more information soon with ticket information and sponsorship information. But if you are interested now, feel free to reach out, and we'll get back to you on it.
And the website is?
HumaneSocietyOfPinellas.org.
So we're here today talking with Peyton Davis, and she's the Marketing and Community Engagement Manager for the Humane Society of Pinellas, who's celebrating their 75th anniversary. I want to talk about, like, the dating game, matching adopting a pet with your personality. First of all, you have more than dogs and cats at the Humane Society, correct?
Right now, we just have dogs and cats, but we're super excited in the new facility. We'll have a small wonders room, so we'll be able to have small pets like hamsters, guinea pigs, bunnies, and I know that we have some exceptional bunny volunteers that are really gearing up and getting ready to bring those bunnies in, so we really cannot wait for our new facility to be done.
Well, hop right to it and get it done. What is your projected date for opening the new facility, Peyton?
Hopefully sometime this fall. My guess is maybe September. September-ish. We'll definitely have a little bit of a soft opening so we can feel out all the kinks and get all of the dogs and cats ready to open up to the world, but we're super excited.
Is it a hurricane-proof structure?
Yes, it's actually going to be a category rated 5 shelter, so that'll be super excited. We can keep animals on site because right now during hurricane season, we actually have to send our animals to foster. We're very, very lucky that we have a dedicated foster team that always steps up, is always ready to take animals in, but it'll be exciting to have this facility that we can actually stay on site with them.
So if you're a family and you're adopting your first pet, what is it that you should know when you go to the facility? What are some of the things, I mean, long hair, short hair, matching a fur baby to a certain age group? Walk us through some of the things a family should consider before they get a fur baby.
Yeah, you should definitely consider time. Do you have the time for this animal? Because just because you come into the shelter and maybe this dog already knows how to sit, stay, all of those things, the dog's still going to require a lot of work and training because it's going to be leaving one place and going into a new environment. And honestly, there's a rule that it takes sometimes almost 3 to 4 months for a dog or a cat to actually be used to your lifestyle. So time. Do you have the time to devote to this animal? Make sure that they get the training they deserve and that they're ready to be a part of your family. So time, I honestly think, is the most important. Also, energy level. If you are a family maybe with young kids, a puppy could be fun because your kids can kind of tire them out and the puppy will tire your kids out as well. So it's kind of like that. What's your lifestyle? Are you having young kids? Do you have older kids? Do you want more of a laid back dog? Are you somebody who maybe you work from home, so you would be able to walk your dog a little bit more than somebody else? You might want a younger dog because you would be able to take him out a lot more. Maybe you're someone who isn't home all the time. Maybe you'd want an older dog because they don't need to be let out as often. You kind of have to just play out and see what your family's lifestyle is like. And our shelter is great, too, that if you already have animals in your home, too, we will do meet and greets on site. So you can actually bring your dog to our shelter and our staff will help you initiate a meet and greet so that we can make sure that your dog gets along with one of our dogs.
Now, the importance of adopting, there's lots of happy little tiny kittens and not so many little puppies, but the importance of having a senior fur baby, adopting an animal that because someone has had to relinquish it, they're going into assisted living. Talk to us a little bit about the joy of an older animal.
Yeah, we get a lot of older cats in, actually, and sadly, a lot of them are because of their owner passing away. And these cats are just so loving. You know, they've already known so much love in their life, but now they're put in a shelter and they might be a little confused and sad. And I can promise you, if you take a senior pet home, they are going to be so devoted to you. They're going to be so in love with you and they're just going to want to spend the rest of their life loving you because they know that you rescued them. So we've got plenty of seniors all the time coming in the shelter. We also have a senior discount. I believe that's 60 and up if you adopt a pet that I think is 6 or 7 years or older, there is a discount on that as well. So if anyone's interested and maybe you're above the age of 60 and you want a senior pet, definitely come stop by our shelter and our adoption team can explain the program a little bit more to you.
And share with us the address of the Humane Society of Pinellas, please.
We are located at 3040 State Road 590 in Clearwater.
Well, Peyton Davis, it's been a joy to have you here. How do people get involved, give donations of pet food? Talk a little bit about how people can be involved with you.
So we are always in need of donations. We are a 501c3, so that means that everything we do, we require donations. Every single medical treatment, all of the food, all of the love and care, we require donations. So if you're interested in making a monetary donation, you can visit our website, humanesocietyofpinellas.org, and there's a donate button up on the right top. There also are other ways to give. We're always in need of donations, like Kong toys, stuffed toys, treats, all the above. And we've got plenty of wish lists. We've got an Amazon wish list, a Chewy wish list, a Cuddly wish list, which you can also check out on our website too. So if you're looking to maybe make a donation that's not just monetary and you want to make a direct donation, those wish lists are kept up to date all the time. We also are always in need of volunteers and fosters. Volunteering and fostering, it's truly incredible because we could not do it without them. So if you're interested in any of those, they're also up on our website.
Peyton Davis, Humane Society's 75th anniversary. Thank you for being here and for being a rainbow in a fur baby's cloud.
Thank you so much.